We see both of the readings taking place upon a mountain. I think it is purposeful that they brought those two readings together, that we see in Jesus fulfillment. Fulfillment, fulfillment, fulfillment of all that the Messiah was supposed to do, of all that God was supposed to do. Jesus fulfills it all. I have morning mass with the kids on Wednesdays, and tomorrow morning I will. It's always interesting how the homily is different for pre-kindergartners, kindergartners, and first graders, and you. Why does Jesus do these miracles? The lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute. He is healing them. He is restoring them. He is removing the consequences of sin. We say the consequences, maybe not their own sin, but sin being a part of the world. The brokenness, the excommunication of the human family from God. He is destroying the effects of sin. But he wants to do something greater. I asked the kids this morning, I said, is Jesus a doctor? And they were like, no. And one young boy's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, well, because he's healing people. But this is not enough. Jesus is feeding people in miraculous ways. He breaks that which is insufficient, and in his hands, in his blessing, it becomes sufficient, not just for them to receive a morsel, but to eat and to be satisfied. God providing for his people, meeting them in their hunger and their thirst. Why does Jesus do this? Because he wants popularity? Because he wants notoriety? In all that Jesus does, he is revealing the heart of God for his people. He is revealing the heart of God for his people. Because from the beginning, the very first sin, the evil one tempts our first parents to doubt God's goodness, to doubt God's love for them. He is keeping something from you. He doesn't want you to eat it because then you will be like him. He is holding you down. He is holding you back. You cannot trust this one. He is not good. He does not love you. And they believe, and so they act. My brothers and sisters, Jesus did not come to fill empty bellies and to heal the effects of sin. He came to destroy sin itself and to reconcile this relationship between his creation and the Creator. He came to reveal God's love as one that is good, as one that loves, so that we might trust and believe, and so be changed. All that Jesus does here is awesome and great, but what he will do one day when he becomes the fruit of a new tree, when he says of that fruit, take and eat, take and drink, know my love for you. Do not doubt God's goodness. Do not imagine that He is somehow keeping you under His thumb, oppressing you. It is all there, my brothers and sisters. The revelation of love, that we would not doubt or have fear, but that we would be able to receive that gift of love that He desires to give. And then receiving that gift of love, that sin and all of its effects would begin to be destroyed within ourselves, that we would truly be set free. Jesus is playing the long game here. It's not enough, because he'll come back tomorrow and be like, I'm hungry, Jesus. Where's my food? He's after the long game here. He wants their hearts. My brothers and sisters, He still wants our hearts. Amen.